Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. This is our final match preview of the season, which is really, really sad. So if you could subscribe to our channel, like this video, get involved in the comment section down below, that would be highly appreciated. And if you do watch us and you are not subscribed, please, please just pause this video, click that button to subscribe. It'll mean the world to me, Justin, Ryan, Hannah, everyone that's involved in this podcast, to just end the season on a massive, massive high. We have loads of content coming over the summer as well, so be sure to stick around, stay tuned for all that. You know, we've got some real good stuff lined up as well. So, Justin, how are you? You all right?
All right, mate. Yeah, you? Not too bad.
Yeah, good. So, Aston Villa won, Burnley won. And for me, it was all right, to be fair. I'm not going to come on here and be really, really negative and say it was really, really shit, because I actually don't think it was. I thought we played really well against Burnley. I thought we did well. I thought there was things that we did really well. I thought we worked the ball well at times. I mean, we created that many chances. So many chances, which is the most negative part about it. You know, the frustrating thing is that we just couldn't get more goals. But, you know, Nick Pope was fantastic, weren't he? And we spoke about this in the match preview that Burnley were coming to get a point. They were coming to get a point or get a win to stay in the Premier League. And Nick Pope, for me, has kept him in the point, was absolutely huge. So what I'm going to do, just get on the screen now. I'm just going to get a few little stats up of the game. And we'll run through it with Justin as well. So, right, here we go. Let's get into it then. So, Justin, talk to me about Carney Chukwuemeka. What are you saying? Because he started this game. We called him to start the game. And, you know, I just thought he'd start. I thought he'd get his, you know, start and we'd see what he's all about. But for me, that first half, I felt like he was part of our problem. He just weren't linking up with Watkins, was he? He weren't linking up with Buendia. I just don't get what he does.
It was a very frustrating night for him, and watching him was as frustrating as I think he was on the pitch, because he just never got going in the game, did he? We've seen him a few times in the reserves and the under-23s coming through, and he's always been outstanding. And you know, we know the kind of player we think he's going to be for us, or could be for us. And we've been crying out for him to be given a bit of a chance in the team. And last night, you called it spot on, to be fair, in the preview that you know, he's going to get given a start, and he did. And I was excited when the team news dropped. I thought, yeah, go on then, show us all what you know. You've got this, seem to have this bit of a big ego that, you know, you want to move if you're not getting minutes. So that means you're backing yourself to be a real star and backing yourself to play regularly in the Premier League. You know, if you're not going to sign with Villa where you're getting minutes here and there, that means that you think you're good enough to play longer and you know, more regularly. And he was disappointing, wasn't he? I watched him really intently. Where I sit in the middle, Trinity, you can see down on the pitch. And he's very much in the mould of like a Pogba. I'm not saying he's as good as Pogba was, but he's sort of, his stature, his size, the way he moves around, and he never really seemed to get going at all. He was quite leaden footed. He wasn't on his toes. He was just sort of walking around. He didn't seem to be demanding the ball. And when he got it, he was sort of putting a foot in, a half-hearted foot in for a tackle. And, you know, things kept breaking down around him. I don't know. I just don't know whether his mind was right.
I'll come in here and I'll be as honest as I'll just be honest. I feel like he needs to learn his trade. I feel like he needs a loan, because I just feel like at this moment in time, this season, he's basically had a season wasted, because he's been training in and around the first team, and that's okay. That's okay if you say like a 16-year-old, I don't know, like that Tommy O'Reilly, like, you know, he's in and around the first team, he's training, but then he goes back and he's playing his football for the under-23s, you know, whatever age he's playing at, right? That's okay, but I just think with Carney, he's playing with the first team, and when he comes in, we're not seeing anything. And I feel like, you know, you look at players like Cameron Archer that have gone away, have gone to the Championship and absolutely scored goals and done really well. I just feel with Carney, I feel like he needs that. I feel like he needs a loan to a championship to discover who he is, what he is, and then come back. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like this season he's been in around the first team, floating around, and done absolutely nothing. I don't want to go in on him, but I'm just thinking...
No, I know. But I mean, we decided not to talk about him, didn't we, a few weeks ago, because of this ongoing contract dispute seems to be behind the scenes that he won't sign the new deal. And there was rumours a couple of weeks ago that he'd signed this new deal and, you know, 60 grand a week was mentioned. You know, none of us know how true it was truth in any of these rumours. But this contract dispute all season, it has robbed him, like you say, of a whole season. Because had he committed at the start of the season to Villa, then I would agree with you. He just turned 18, I think. He's only 18 now, isn't he? So he's only a little kid. He could have gone and had a whole season on loan in the Championship. There would have been an absolute ruck of clubs queuing up to sign him for a season in the Championship. And he could have had amazing experience somewhere, got loads of minutes, you know, shown the manager, like a few of the others have done, they've gone out on loan, that he is good enough to play. And if he is good enough, I keep saying about his ego, I don't know the kid, I don't know him. These are all things that you're just surmising from listening to what's going on around him and what you see on the pitch. He seems to really back himself, which is fine. That's absolutely fine. You know, I'm good. I can play at this level. I deserve to play in this first team. Sound brilliant. Sign the deal. Go away. Do a season on loan. Jack Grealish did it. He didn't. He went away. He went and played for Notts County in whatever it was, lower leagues, lower the league, quite low. And he proved that he could hack it. He could play first team football with men and play week in, week out. And then he can show, that's how good I am. I deserve to be in this team. And then the others that are coming back, that have done well alone, the Kane Kessler Haydens, the Cameron Archers, they're going to be in and around in the pre-season now with Steven Gerrard. And they're going to try and push their case to stay in the first team squad. Whereas Chuck Maker, he's had a nothing season, hasn't he? He hasn't had minutes. He hasn't. And then, like you say, every time he's come on, he's not really impressed. You know, I wasn't surprised to see him dragged off after 50-odd minutes last night. He just didn't do anything. He didn't, you know. He could go on to be the best footballer in the world, but from what's happened this season, I don't think I'd be too gutted if he left in the summer now. And that might totally backfire on us. It might do, but I don't know. It's a very odd situation with him. You know, he's either been badly advised or he's just got this huge ego that won't let him. I really don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the summer, to be fair with him.
Yeah, definitely. So back on to the game then. So some more stats. We had 71% possession, which for Villa is absolutely massive. 22 shots, 9 on target, 13 corners, which I thought, why were we just whacking it into the box? I mean, no point.
Catching practice, wasn't it? Catching
no
practice
point.
For Nick
Pope. What's the point, Justin? No point. Yeah. You know, I mean, the goal that Buendia scored, it was a runner, weren't it? It was a runner from Buendia getting across his man. That's what you've got to do. You can't just lump it into the box against these.
I think last night I was really annoyed at half time. I thought we were awful. I thought we just didn't get going at all. We was very lethargic. You know, we didn't cut them open. We, like you said, it was all long balls to Watkins. It was all playing into Burnley's hands. We knew what Burnley were going to be like. They were going to defend for their lives and try and nick something, which is ultimately what happened with the penalty. Nailed on penalty for me. You'd want that all day long if it was the other way around. So no complaints there, really. So I was really annoyed at half-time. And I think my annoyance at half-time probably followed through to the end of the game. So I was a bit annoyed we only drew 1-1. But this morning, waking up, I think I've had a little bit more of a think about it. I watched a bit of the highlights again last night. I recorded it. And I think you're right. I think Nick Pope basically kept him in the game. We could have won that 4-1 easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Emi Martinez obviously made a really good save. And that block from Tyro Mings, who I thought was our man of the match by a country mile, was just unbelievable. You know, that's an unbelievable block. That's as good as a goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So overall, I think I was probably a bit harsh last night when I came back. But I think I was just annoyed that we drew the last two games at home. And we wanted to go out on a big high, didn't we? But I think ultimately, we probably, the draw was fair on Burnley, to be honest. You know, because of the performance of the keeper, solely because of the performance of Nick Pope, you know, some of the saves were outstanding and that's what they needed to do, and they did it. Fair play to them.
Yeah, definitely. Fair play. And yeah, really, 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 really good point for Burnley then. So that moves us on now to Manchester City at the weekend. Oh, God. I mean, just look at the state of this game. Steven Gerrard as Villa manager. Coutinho, Liverpool player. Jack Grealish playing for Manchester City. Aston Villa playing against Manchester City. Oh, it's a mad one, isn't it? I do you know what, right? I would love it if we can shit out these. I would love it. If we've got one more big performance in us to just get something from this, it would be absolutely amazing, I think. It's obviously going to be difficult. It's classic Villa. We're probably going to lose 5-0. But yeah, I mean, if I'm being totally honest as well, I'd prefer Liverpool to win the league. I think I prefer Klopp over Pep, and I prefer Liverpool over City. But, you know, they both deserve to win the league this season, don't they? They've both been that good, and there's probably going to be a point in it come the end of it. And it's just mental, really. But yeah, thoughts on it then, Justin?
I think it's going to be one in a million chance, to be fair, the way we're playing at the moment, the way, you know, City at home having to win one more game to win the league. You know, our record there is abysmal, absolutely abysmal. It's not impossible.
They're starting to bottle stuff.
Well, you don't know, do you? They might do. I don't care who wins the league, if I'm honest. You know, I don't like either of the fan bases for different reasons. I couldn't give a monkey's. And ultimately, whatever happens on Saturday, Sunday, sorry, you know, they're going to have won the title before that, really, because City more than likely going to beat us. And I think Liverpool will beat Wolves as well. So I think it'll be a point by the end of the day anyway. You never know. Strange things happen, you know, and if we beat them, you know, it's not us giving Liverpool a title. Like you say, Liverpool have had an outstanding season, so they deserve to win it. Whoever wins it deserves to win it, I think. But we've got a monumental task on our hands, and in our current form and in our current predicament where we sort of can't really get going at the moment, then to suddenly turn on and go away and beat Man City, something I don't think we've done for about 10 years, have we? Their place, you know, are we going to do it? If Liverpool fans are holding on for us to beat them, then I think... I could be in for a bit of a shock on Sunday, but who knows? You know, Stevie G will hopefully have him up for it. He rested a couple of players last night, ready to play on Sunday. Coutinho being the main one, who I thought did have a big impact last night when he came on. You know, he just wants that ball all the time, doesn't he? So, yeah, tough ask. Very tough ask.
Right, let's go. Last predicted lineup for the season as well. This is going to be the lineup, right? Martinez, Luca Dean, Mings, Chambers, Cash, Nakamba,
yeah, I agree.
Ramsey, McGinn, Coutinho, Ings, and Watkins. That is what I think he'll do.
What do you think he's dropping Dougie Louise?
Yeah. Because the reason why I think this as well, and I knew this was one negative I thought of the Burnley game. Why didn't we have two strikers up against their back line?
Yeah, I mean, considering we battered them at their place, we've moved off the ball and two strikers. Yeah, why didn't he do it again?
Yeah, because we worked a treat at their place. So, was he resting Danny Ings as well?
Maybe, and I think he wanted to get Chukwuemeka on the pitch by the look of it, so that was the way to get him on, wasn't he? In a position where, you know, he could try and impact on the game going forward, which he didn't particularly work, did it? I would probably, I'm not far away from your team. Would you go two up front against City away?
I think Douglas. From watching Man City recently, especially against Atletico Madrid, and then again against Real Madrid. If you go for it and really go for it against them and you ask them questions, they don't actually look that strong. From watching those two games, especially after Real Madrid, I thought they were phenomenal that second game.
Yeah,
against Man City. So I just kind of feel like if we try and go on the front foot a little bit, we got nothing to lose. Occupy their defenders as well. Then
it's the eternal problem, isn't it? Do you sit back and try and soak up the pressure, which inevitably is going to be incessant, relentless? Just
we can't do that.
No, because eventually
this Villa side can't do that.
Yeah, as we've proven time and time and time again this season, we've got a mistake in us, haven't we? And the team that's just totally in our half, just passing it around, eventually with the quality they have, they will open us up. And once the first one goes in, your game plan's out the window. If it's in the first 10 minutes, what do you do then? Do you just try and defend a 1-0, a 2-0, a 3-0? So why not go for it? You know, we're all pretty much, if we're all honest, we're all expecting to get beat and possibly, I dare I say, heavily on Sunday. So why not try and counteract it, like you say, with a bit more of a positive mentality? And like you say, maybe two up front might not be the worst thing in the world, and get Coutinho on the ball as much as we can, and the midfielders behind him hopefully can do the job of staying the tide and getting the ball back. And then the back five have got to have the games of their lives, haven't they? The keeper's got to have a blinder, and the defenders have all got to be on it and switched on the whole 90 minutes, which is something we haven't seen a lot this season. It's a big ask, isn't it? Like we've said, it's got to be the perfect game plan. Everybody's got to play really well. City have got to be off it on the day, and then if and when we do get the odd chance, it's got to be buried. There's none of this 3, 4, 5 chances and hope one of them goes in. It's one chance, one half chance maybe, and it's top corner job, and you 1-0 up. That's how it's got to be, or a penalty. It is, isn't it? That's the way you win these games, where you're not expected to get anything out of, and they might hit the bar, the post, you know, miss a couple of sitters, you know, and we come away with a 1-0 or a 1-1. Who knows? But we're not going to go there and batter them and win 3-0. That's just not going to happen. You know, in our wildest dreams. But so he's got to have a really good game plan. He's got to have the mentality of the team's got to be absolutely bang on. And that game plan has got to be executed to the letter with everybody on top form. Is that going to happen after this season? You know, probably not. But
to be fair, you
live in optimism.
It would be typical Villa to beat Man City. Why
not? We've said this before. We have a terrible record against the top four. I don't think we've beat one of the top four, have we, this season?
No.
Off the top of my head, I don't think we have. So, and we generally always get a decent result against one of them at some point. So maybe we've left it to the last game of the season.
Yeah. So let's hope anyway. So let's touch on relegation then. Fair play to Everton. You know, he's done a good job keeping them up, Lampard. He's done really well. But like I said at the start, I genuinely feel like that point against us for Burnley, that will be the point that keeps them up. I can't see Leeds beating Brentford away last game at all. I think the best they can hope for a draw.
Haven't they got a bit of needle with Brentford as well? I'm sure there's a lot of needle with Brentford.
There's a lot of needle. They don't like each other.
No. I think their fan base, they were mocking the manager of Brentford, weren't they? I know the players were, weren't they? Yeah.
With the trophy when Leeds
with the trophy,
won the league, didn't they? They were singing something about Thomas Frank or something. So there's a real
Ivan Tony's picked up on that. I've seen that on Twitter. Yeah. So they're going to be buzzing to try and send them down.
I was hearing that Thomas Frank, he loves that little bit of added spice in games as well. So it really motivates them as well. So I can see Leeds getting a point at the best, because, you know, Brentford have had a real good season, haven't they? And they've done really well, and they'll want to end it on a high. It'll be a bit of a party atmosphere there for them, and I think they'll all be well up for it. So, you know, I can see them getting something. And Burnley against Newcastle, I think you don't know what it took out of Newcastle, the Arsenal game, because they played really well, didn't they? And I just think Burnley...
they're at home, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Burnley will stay. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I said a few weeks ago I fancied Leeds to go down, and I don't change from that now. I think that point, whilst I wanted Villa to win, I think that point has probably kept Burnley up last night. I really do, and that you know, albeit for that block from Mings, they'd have had all three, and they probably would have been in massively in the driving seat. So Leeds got to be grateful that about Tyrone Mings has given them a, you know, a bit more of a shout than they would have had. So yeah, for me, I think with this needle between Brentford and Leeds are in horrific form. They've got their two players sent off recently. They've got injuries coming out their ears. So it's going to be a big tough ask. You know, Brentford have had a brilliant season. They've done really well with, you know, Christian Eriksen pulling the strings. You know, I think it's going to be a tough ask. But obviously, Newcastle have been in decent form. But Burnley are at home. And I think that's all you can ask for, really, when you're in one of these make or break 50-50 games where you've got to get something. They showed last night with a few players out injured that they fought for everything, they battled for everything. They had a bit of luck, which, you know, one of these teams is going to need. It might be a penalty. It might be, you know, deflected own goal or something. So they're going to be really edgy affairs. But I think, if I had to put my house on it right now, I would say Burnley have just about done enough to stay up, because I don't see Leeds beating Brentford. I might be wrong, but I don't see them beating Brentford, which would mean that Newcastle would have to go and beat Burnley then for Leeds to stay up, which I don't think will happen.
No. Cool. Right. So we'll sort of end it there then. So what we're going to do now going forward is we've got our match reaction on Sunday evening. So that'll be after the game, probably not straight away, but it'll be out on Sunday. Following day on Monday, we're going to have our season review. So that'll be coming out. We're going to go live for that as well. So that'll be a live episode Monday night for our season review, talking about everything to do with the season. You can join us, you know, grab a drink, grab a beer or whatever, you tea or a coffee, and just sit down and, you know, we'll be on, probably be on for over an hour. So that'll be a nice one for that. Then we've got something special coming the week after. So that will be nice. We'll have all of our Transfer Hub episodes, and then we'll get the build up going to Up the Villa Podcasts football match at Villa Park. We'll be having some episodes coming out to do with that as well. So all through the summer, we got loads of stuff lined up. So, you know, thanks for watching all of us. And yeah, plenty more content to come, but it's been a bit draining doing it this season.
That's the Villa for you, isn't it? Mentally draining. Anyway.
But we'll go in with our score predictions. So I'm going to go for a shithouse. 1-0 Villa win, Grealish own goal.
Imagine. No, I'm only joking.
I'll go 3-1 Man City. Justin?
Yeah, I think we'll get beat. I don't want to really try and even guess what the score could be, because it could be anything. Praying for a miracle, but unfortunately, I think we're going to get beat.
Right, we'll end it there then. Nice, just positive ending.
Honest. Yeah, anyone else but City, but there you go.
Right, see you later.
Up the Villa.